Welcome to another episode of Michael Leads, a podcast that helps you unleash your potential and overcome any obstacle in your path. Join Michael Alaha on this journey as he explores what it takes to become a better version of yourself and make positive impact. Tune in to every episode for valuable insights and actionable advice. Don't miss out on this empowering podcast that will help you unlock your hidden potential.
Hey everyone, it's Michael here. Today is going to be different.
Today I want to talk about something truly special. The importance of remembering where you came from, how you got to where you are, and who helped you. A famous quote by a Nigerian bishop goes like this:
life is in phases, men are in sizes.
We all must have heard the verse that says, to all things there is a time and a season. Now that verse is as sure as the fact that we are not the same. We have different lives and different goals. Each and every person has the caterpillar season and the butterfly season. The time to watch the stars and the time to be watched as a star. The time to wait in line and the time to have people wait in line for you. The time to watch people on the TV and the time to be the one watched on the television. Our phases are not the same. My focus will be on the butterfly season. The time when God gives us the miracle job, miracle admission, miracle promotion, you name it. The 10th verse of Proverbs chapter 3 says, your barns will be completely filled. And the next is, do not despise the Lord's instruction. Let me share a scenario with you. This took place in September 2017. Samuel, a 34-year-old sanctuary worker in church, has always been punctual to services. He's usually always there to arrange the auditorium with his team. 6 months prior, that's March 2017, Samuel's punctuality stopped. He wasn't a part of the cleanup anymore, but he was still coming to church. Sometime in July 2017, Samuel stopped attending midweek services and programs, but he still came to church on Sundays. Now in September 2017, when it was realized, he no longer came to church at all. Why? What did he say when he was asked? He got promoted at work. He was now the general manager at the hotel he worked at. And by the way, this was the biggest hotel in the city at that time. Later on, some years later, in December 2020, Samuel was seen wearing a skinny t-shirt, a pair of faded black shorts with blue Nike slides at a food kiosk. What most Nigerians like myself would refer to as Mama Put. Where was his convoy? His Mercedes, his Rolex, they had all gone. At this time, it was obvious he had lost his job. Samuel's story goes on, but we'll end here for today. You see, when God lifts us up from the depths of despair, from our troubles, when He guides us through difficult times, when He blesses us with unexpected miracles, and when He lifts us to triumph, it's so easy to get caught up in the excitement and forget to show our appreciation. In this life, there are many Samuels, many people that begin to disregard God or the things relating to God once they enter the being watched on TV season of their lives. As my country people put it, when they blow. They forget God when they blow. In some cases, they even forget the people that have been there for them from the days of little beginning. God is truly merciful. He really loves us. Just imagine a man replace God. Just imagine it. The man would probably have ended the lives of all these Samuels, but God won't. Why not appreciate Him? Why not stick to the ever-winning formula? The one that is faithful even in our unfaithfulness. He will never leave you stranded. Acknowledging God as a doer not only cultivates a spirit of gratitude within us, but shifts our perspective, reminding us of the boundless grace we have received. When we express our gratitude, we open our hearts to receive even more blessings. It's like a ripple effect. The more we appreciate and give thanks, the more blessings flow into our lives. The first step to acknowledging God is believing in Him and accepting His Son, Jesus. If you've not done that, I can guide you. Just declare this with me. Father in heaven, I believe and accept you and your word. I declare you as King. forgive my sins, and accept me into your kingdom. Jesus is Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. If you made that declaration, alongside my brothers and sisters in the faith, I'd like to specially welcome you to our family. I can assure you, it's full of good tidings and adventures. Thank you so much for joining us. The next step is to be consistent in our ways, so we don't lose touch with our roots. Yes, change is the only permanent thing, but God is the only permanent God. You started with God, and with God. As we wrap up this episode, remember, remembering your roots is not just a one-time event. It's a lifelong practice that brings us closer to God and strengthens our relationships. So let's embrace the power of gratitude and make it a part of our daily lives. May we enjoy the grace to not forget our roots, remaining grateful for the blessings that God bestows upon us. In Jesus' name, God bless you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Michael Leads. If you found value in today's discussion, be sure to subscribe and leave a review. Remember, your feedback helps us improve and reach more people who could benefit from our messages. Until next time, stay strong, stay resilient, and keep unleashing your potential. You've got this.